You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, Blind Dave, Dave Healy, he's a fundraiser and is always busy, but there's always time for the good lady, isn't there, Dave?
There has to be, Simon. There has to be. When the gaffer says, jump, I just ask, how high?
And she's had you jumping this week?
Yeah, and I'm still jumping. Oh, what a performance. You know, I can't believe we're going to turn into December this weekend. And we've been in the house and we've had so many jobs to do, and we've actually sort of coming down now towards one of the latter jobs, which is the gaffer's room, Deb's room, the lounge. And, well, there's all sorts going on. So we've had some electrics done. So the socket's in here. Well, more sockets, should I say. She's had a new fire, which is one of them electric things that makes all sorts of funny colours, I think, I'm told. It's ever so therapeutic, because I sat on the settee and I thought, I'll see what it does. Well, not seeing it, but it sent me to sleep all the time.
There you go, it works.
It did work. It worked for me, a treat. one of the biggest jobs in here, Simon, to be fair, is because with the living room, we've got a bay window. Obviously brick wall, so I've got to put some new skirting in.
Is it an oval bay window?
It's kind of, I would say it's more like a half a 50 pence piece, because it's like a, what would you call that? Like a pentagon, that kind of shape.
So you've got straight lines then?
It's not a semicircle. It's more five sort of straight cuts. Well, I'm hoping it's going to be five straight cuts.
Well, that's easier though, isn't it?
No. not when you're trying to gauge the angles. But so we've got that to do. And I mean, obviously, the other sides of the room are going to be square. So hopefully, the skirting will go on A-OK. But I've got another little problem, because Deborah wants this room carpeted, and at the moment we've got a laminate floor down. And over the latter couple of years, when we have taken up floor coverings of any description in this house, it's amazing what we've found underneath. So I'm thinking that the skirting goes on, the laminated floor, that might be a little job I'm going to sort of hinge till directly after Christmas.
I remember doing a job in the business I had years ago, and we had to clear out, it was an old, I don't know what you call it, I was going to say a tenement flat, but it was one of the old ones that had many rooms in it. It also still had the servant and the butler's quarters.
Oh, blimey.
And it had all the ring pulls, you pulled the lever for the different rooms. And
superb, yeah.
And when I started cleaning things out, I came across there was newspapers that had been put inside drawers and under carpets.
Yeah.
And I spent half the day reading the newspapers. It was incredible.
Oh, well, I mean, Simon, I mean, I've told you this story before. When we had the kitchen, we had all that tiled for reasons so that Deb could mop, and we've got the dog, so, you know, you can contain a lot of the dirt in there. But in the hallway, Deb said, look, I want it done a bit nice. And it was laminated floor. And anyway, the floor man came Friday evening, and it was about 5 o'clock, and I saw you a bit late, so I'll get this done, and I'll go out. And then he sort of flicked up some of the laminate, and he went, oh, no. And I went, what's the matter? Because, of course, all the other floors had come up, and when I heard, oh, no, I'm thinking, oh, what am I going to... And then he went, wow. And I went, what's the matter? And it was, like, drawn out a bit. He says, wait until I've taken it up, Dave. And I'm thinking, has he found a hole? Is there a mine shaft?
A body?
You know, well, yeah, is there a body under there? What's under there? And then he stripped it back and he went, Dave, you ain't going to believe what's here. And I went, well, if you don't tell me, I ain't ever going to know. And he said, a Minton floor. And I went, what's a Minton floor? Well, it's like the very, very small quarry tile type floors. And it's all kind of, colours, yellows, reds and all that kind of thing. And I went, and, expecting a big hole in the middle, he went, Dave, it's nigh on perfect. Why would they cover this up? And I'm thinking, phew. So he got, he said, I can't take this up and I can't cover it. And so he lost that particular job, which he was happy with, because at 5 o'clock, he wanted to get home early on a Friday anyway, so it saved him a job. But then I had to get Deb in, and I said, look, you better come up here, make your mind up, you make your decision when she come in. And they went the same, wow. So we ended up with that. So that was one pleasantry we had. But I've got a front room here. I don't know what's under this floor.
How old's the house?
I believe the house was built in the late 30s. So, you know, there are...
It's as old as you, then?
No, it's nearly as old as you, though.
Yeah.
It has held some surprise. It's got a lot of tradition. You know, it's one of them. People, when they look at it, they say, Dave, it's certainly a house that has got a lot of character when you look at it, which is nice, which is what you want, isn't it? And obviously this is going to hopefully stand up another 100 years, because I think the houses that I'm building today won't last 100 years. But there we go. But it's throwing up a hell of a lot of surprises. But the bay windows are beautiful until you've got to put skirting in them and cut the relevant angles, and you don't want gaps in them, and you want people to think, oh, that's a good job, rather than it's just thrown in there. So, yeah, it's going to be an interesting few days, I'm going
to
say.
Well, you have to mitre the joints then on the skirting, yeah?
I'm going to be doing a bit of an experimenting, and I've got a theory. I have got a theory. And if my theory works, Simon, it'll be a lot better than the normal 45-degree mitres or whatever the degree is. But I'm hoping, and I'll try a little bit, if I can cut the timber at a certain degree, and how to explain it, and then joint it that way so that you're running the timber back into the timber. So I've only got to turn it fractionally, you know, a couple of degrees at a time. It's difficult to explain what I'm trying to say, but rather than do a 45 and a 45 and joint it, I'm just going to cut it through, and then hopefully I can turn it and just maybe even just trim that down a touch. My experiment worked, but that's my experiment.
Well,
put it to the wall in practice. That could be a total.
But that's the thing. There might be some people listening, Dave, and thinking, did I hear that right? Dave's blind and he's going to be putting skirting in and stuff like that. But having a plan of how to do it is half the battle, isn't it?
Well, without a doubt, yeah. I mean, you know, we've got two pieces of the skirting just as a trial. And I knew that I might even waste these bits of skirting. But, you know, if you cut a couple of angles, or I'll think to myself, right, I'll cut a couple of angles at a certain degree. And then you slap them two little bits of offcut against the wall and you think, well, yeah. And then I'll just move it slightly a degree either way. Simon, the problem with being blind and doing a lot of jobs around the home, which, you know, you and others will appreciate, my workshop's about 300 foot down the bottom of the garden. And the biggest problem I have is that I lose a lot of weight in a day. You know, I make a cut. No, it doesn't quite fit. So I walk all the way down the garden. I put another little saw cut through it. I walk all the way back up and I try it again. And it's the trial and error, and it's the miles you do, but you know what? At the end of the day, then five pieces of timber I'm going to put in that bay. If it takes me all day to do it, if it takes me 2 days to do it, but if I try and try and try and I can relieve the gap to a degree, then it's going to be worth it, isn't it? Because I want somebody to walk in here and not just go, oh, I can see a blind bloke's put that down. I want them to say to me, who done that? And that's the biggest compliment I think you can get.
I get that all the time. People go, who did that?
Yeah, well, exactly. And they'll probably then follow up with a dot, 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 dot. You did then, Simon.
Right, well, you've got your work cut out for you. If you'd like to keep up with Dave, there's lots of pictures floating about on Team Blind Dave and Blind Dave Healy, isn't there?
Yeah. They're all over social media with the various bits and pieces that we've been doing. I mean, the website is blinddavehealy.co.uk, and the Facebook is Blind Dave Healy, and Twitter is at Blind Dave Healy, and Healy is spelled H-E-E-L-E-Y. But yeah, you know, you want to get in touch, whistle us through on the contact, and it's nice to chat with people. But if people have got a few, you know what I find, Simon, I mean, I like to chat like in the pub and to my mates, you know, what would you do here, what would you do here, what would you do here? And I'll say, Dave, well, you know, try this, try that, try the other. But you don't get anything done unless you talk to people and you gauge a little bit of experience. So even between blind people, you can say, what would you do? And then a conversation starts, doesn't it? And then hopefully you finish something, you've enjoyed doing it, and it's the satisfaction then that you think, you know what, I've tried and it's turned out pretty good. So have a bash.
Yeah, and you might find out that you've actually got a unique way of doing something.
Exactly. And we all have to do things in a different way because we can't read a tape, we can't do this. But, you know, I use a bit of my finger or the palm, or I put a bit of timber in, I put two pieces of paper, or, you know, I wrap a bit of paper up to make it a bit thick. But you know what? If it works for you, it works for you.
Dave Healy, always a pleasure on a tonic to chat with you. We will catch up with you next week.
Indeed, sir.
Off you go.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio.